No Finish Line, My Life as I See It, by Marla Runyon and Sally Jenkins. Chapter 1, The Way I See It. I run, seeing nothing but the open track just in front of me. Other feet keep a steady cadence alongside me. I don't know how many runners might be ahead of me or behind. The pack is not a group of individual runners. It's a creature of many colors breathing and jostling around me. The pace quickens, and the runners bear down. Only then does the creature break apart and string out. I feel the gentle curve that initiates the last 200-meter drive for home, and the final sprint down the straightaway. Now I am running against individuals. But who? Who is that who just passed me? Who am I gaining ground on ahead? Who cares, I say to myself. Knowing their names doesn't make it easier to beat them. I can't see the finish line. I cross it. I lean over, gasping. I feel someone, a rival, take my hand. We jog around the track together, trying to get our wind back and wait for the order of finish to be posted. Suddenly, above my own labored breathing, I hear the crowd roar. "Who won?" I ask. "You did," she says. I see sunlight, but I don't always like it. Light can illuminate, but too much light is blinding, and that's one of the more basic truths of this world. If life was a matter of sunny weather all the time, with not a cloud in the perfect blue sky, if there was only light and more light, with never any rain or shade, you wouldn't see a thing but brightness itself. Light is no good without its opposite. You can't see a thing without a little dark. What do I see? I've been asked that question in one form or another since I was small. I suppose the question is of importance now because I'm the first legally blind athlete to compete in the Olympic Games, and people think that if they can figure out exactly what I see, they'll know what is possible and what is not. They wonder how a woman who is only part